Georgia's Governor Nathan Deal has been trying to transform his state's criminal justice system by pushing for education and occupational training behind bars to prepare prisoners for the workforce when they get out. And that has some felons going from the big house to the firehouse, as Leah Fleming from Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
In the middle of Chester, a rural town about an hour from Macon, Georgia, sits the Dodge County State Prison. Ride through the open gate, and you see the typical-looking prison surrounded by barbed wire. But off to the left, there's a firehouse complete with two bays where shiny red trucks sit poised for action. Outside, a couple of men stand around talking. Their shirts read, Georgia Correctional Fire Services. They are inmates serving time as firefighters. One of them is David Foxworth.
I was originally locked up, arrested for a drug possession charge and a forgery charge.
Foxworth was paroled once, but he was sent back to prison after a probation violation. He spent some time working as an orderly in the warden's office, but then decided to follow in his grandfather's footsteps and become a firefighter.
I slid down the pole, going on field trips with my elementary school, you know, with my grandfather there.
Dodge County Prison is one of 25 state and county prisons with firefighting programs. There are several inmate firefighter programs all across the country, with many drawing some concern. Earlier this month, a man in Northern California was charged with arson after police arrested him for allegedly starting a fire in Clayton that destroyed more than 175 buildings. It turns out the man had worked as an inmate firefighter in 2007 while serving a five-year prison term for drug and weapons charges. And in April, an inmate serving as a firefighter broke out of a Cal Fire correctional fire camp in Ventura County. He was caught 24 hours later near San Diego. Sean Wombles oversees the fire service at prisons all across the state.
They go through a real tough interview process and then have to pass a physical agility test and meet our criteria, which is nonviolent offenses, no sexual offenses, no arson convictions, and they must be working toward their GED or already have a high school diploma.
The felons at Dodge now all hold the same certifications that a paid firefighter in Georgia has. And Sean Womble says when you call 911 to report a fire, these are the guys coming to you under an escort.
We have an automatic aid agreement with the city of Chester. They would get in their fire trucks that you've seen in our bays here, and they would respond down to wherever the call may be.
Not every county in Georgia can afford to pay for firefighting services. So nearly one-third of the state's 159 counties look to prisoners to serve as firefighters. It's funded through the state. As for the firefighters at Dodge State Prison, they have been on several calls, including one that stays in inmate David Foxworth's mind.
Years ago with Chief Kelly, I found a victim inside, and his own children come up crying and hugging my neck, telling me thank you, when their father had just passed away. The appreciation and the gratitude that they have for us, it's a high that no drug could ever give me.
Manager Sean Womble says over 50 inmates have gone on to serve as firefighters after being paroled. As for Foxworth, he expects to be paroled sometime next year. He says he's already lined up an opportunity in a nearby community to be a firefighter once he gets out. That is a start, he says. For Here and Now, I'm Leah Fleming in Macon, Georgia.